listening to www.infinitesmile.org. Enjoy these Zen-inspired talks given by Michael McAllister.
There's a remarkable expression of attachment yesterday when I was with my daughters. Sunday is more or less daddy day, and one of the things we like to do is we like to go on an adventure, and so our adventure was to head down to my dad's place, and my dad has this beautiful home, this beautiful property in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And one of the girls' favorite things to do is to ride on Grandpa's tractor. Grandpa has a tractor. And I said, my daughter just goes bounding up, jumping on Grandpa's lap and everything. It's quite cute. I say, okay, now be careful and do whatever Grandpa says. No need for me to say that, but just, you know, I don't know why, I guess it's habitual, you know, basically be careful. And my daughter says, Dad, you don't have to remind me, I already know everything. And then of course, I said, you know everything? She said, yes. With this kind of devilish look on her face. I knew she was kidding, and she knew she was kidding. But it led to this really cool kind of exchange between the two of us. Just a look, kind of like, you know everything? Yeah, not really. But I said, well, if you ever did know everything, what would that be like? And she said, fun? And isn't that our assumption? If we knew everything, that it would somehow, we would somehow be empowered, we would somehow have something on everyone and everything, because we knew everything. We actually did have a conversation once she got back to the house from the tractor ride about knowing everything. And how it's so much fun when you realize what you don't know. And this is when the younger girl, my younger daughter, chimed in, and she then says, and I don't know anything. So we're all cracking each other up here around, and they had no idea why this was funny, of course, but you know, we're all eating homemade pizza and so forth, and just having this grand old time about not knowing anything and knowing everything. And it struck me how developmentally each of the girls was kind of going into an appropriate space, and how important it is developmentally as adults for us to go past the idea that we know a whole bunch and into this place of not knowing anything. And the minute we can do that, we can accept this beautiful invitation to really let go of whatever it is we think we know. That's where awakening happens, only there. Have you ever noticed how the more you know about something, the more narrow the focus, and the more narrow the focus, the more profound the closure, and the more profound the closure, the tighter the gap. And in that space, there's very little in the way of light that can get in or get out. I once thought of it, if you've ever seen people in an argument, it doesn't matter where they are, if they're in an argument, their focus is narrowed. If ever there is somebody who is absolutely certain of something, their focus is narrowed. I can recall being on a a hike. And this hike was through this beautiful, beautiful terrain, and there was a whole group of us going on this hike, and there was a disagreement. All of us had our backpacks on and so forth, and there was this disagreement between a couple of the guys that were carrying their packs along. And, it, you know, probably no surprise, it was a political discussion. And they were just at each other. And I remember thinking to myself, all this, meaning this experience, this view, these mountains, these waters, these streams, these rocks, all missed. Because they were sure. They were certain. There was just so, it was so narrow. So I wanted to share this kind of this absolute, you know, sometimes we can stand in this space that can be kind of, it can get in our way if we're not careful. And this doesn't mean that we can't be resolute or committed or that we can't embody a certain degree of strength as we move through the world. But being able to not know anything, even though we think we know everything, or even more dangerous, we know some things, can be pretty powerful. It's a pretty powerful gift when we can start pulling back a little bit and we can surrender. We can open to this invitation every single time we do anything. Every single time we do anything, can we be open to whatever it is that we're doing? Can we be open to whatever it is prior to anything getting done? Can we be open? Consider meditation. What is meditation? Meditation is this invitation. It's an invitation to quit fighting. It's an invitation to stop the damn struggle, whatever that struggle might be. So one of my favorite poems of all time, it started being my favorite poem my junior year when I had to write a paper on it. And it still continues to be one of my favorite poems because depending on the perspective, it can either point us into this direction of defenselessness, or if we, and that's in the kind of the awakened perspective, or from the contracted perspective, it can give us permission to go to war. So this is William Ernest Henley's Invictus, okay, which I think can be a tremendous guide for a lot of us. But listen to it and see if you can hear it from two angles at once. This is a trick, okay? You won't be quizzed on this. But if you can be in a space where you're listening to it, see if you can hear where the clinging is, the fight, and see if you can also see where the infinite is. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit, from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Now, from the contracted perspective, I'm guessing you can hear there's a lot of I there. There's a lot of defensiveness there. There's a lot of, you want to fight? You want some of this? Bring it. There's a lot of masochism in this. There's a lot of, you know, I have taken it, and you know what? It's fine. I'm still me. If we look at it from an opening or a more opened perspective, they're offering up an echo of what we always are. We are, at our core, beyond any version of truth. At our core, we are unconquerable. At our core, there is nothing, no wrath, no tears, no horror of the shade, nothing to wince or cry aloud about. There is freedom in each and every single moment when we're open to it. And yet we tend to live in a world where we're always, in one way, shape, or form, at war. And so the encouraging thing that I'm trying to kind of offer here as we begin our meditation tonight is just this recognition that we're being invited to stop, even if it's just for 30 or so minutes, we're being invited to stop the fight. We're being invited to let go of whatever struggle there is, even if it's just temporary. And in doing so, with Sangha, with community, what happens is we begin to gain a certain kind of confidence in letting go even more and even more. Particularly easy to do, or easier to do, in front of people who are endeavoring to do the same thing. Whether or not we're best pals or not, doesn't matter. We let go a little bit more. We accept the invitation to stop the struggle temporarily. You can start it up again later, most of us will, although you never need to. And those people that find that they can begin to stop, will recognize that their head has never been bloodied, that they've never endured the bludgeonings of time, that in fact there is something deeply sacred always, already, in each and every single human being, no matter what the mind may think about that, no matter what kind of analysis or justification or story might be written, no matter the narrative, there's something beyond that and something prior to that. So for those that have the courage, and I would say everyone in here has it, they have it in them, see if you can take this meditation tonight and stop the struggle. Whatever it is, there's no need to fight. There's no need to withstand any type of abuse or to counter it. Just to be here, utterly open, giving yourself full permission to experience this life as it is.